I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. In 2014, a young Iraqi girl named Miriam said she forgave the terrorist group that had forced her family to flee their home. Sat7 Kids aired her story to countless other children. Dennis Weens of Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says Sat7 Kids has been a powerful way for children to learn about God and relate to each other for the last 10 years.
What's unique about Sat7 Kids, it's children and youth producing programs for children and youth in the Middle East. So it's Middle East children speaking to their peers. The future of the Middle East is children, is youth, and we need to speak into their realities and help them understand what they're going through from a Christian worldview.
If you'd like to be part of that, start by visiting missionnews.org. And the Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, is a unique seminary in Jordan. PTEE strives to provide affordable training and bring it to Christians wherever they live in the Arab world. This is important because travel throughout the region is oftentimes restricted. Plus, the visa process can take months and is determined by governments, which is why one brother in Christ is preparing to bring PTEE home to Algeria. Kristen Kuhlman shares.
He's shared with us that the church, right now it's being run by men who are volunteer, but none of them have any theological training. And there's a concern. They are concerned that false doctrine might creep in because they themselves have not had theological training.
Please pray for those learning and for the ministry itself, and find more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.